antique brick outdoor studio, which is normally being utilized by the guys on the show with no name. And it's kind of like that for us today, except for the part where we don't eat on the air. We just eat in the breaks.
Yeah, that's true.
It is good stuff. Food is fantastic.
It is very good.
Speaking of awesome, how about the all-new Lander Chevrolet? It's open. Get down there and see the new modern facility, the latest upgrades in service and sales, and the all-new Chevrolet Spark, an estimated 38 miles per gallon highway, 24 in the city, save you thousands of bucks at the gas pump. And if it's time for your car to be serviced, get down there and check out Lander Chevrolet's great service team. $24.95 oil change on most makes and models with a free front-end alignment check. Get down there and see Tim and the guys Monday through Saturday, 8 to 7. Service hours 7 to 7 Monday through Friday and Saturday 7 to noon. Go see the difference at the all-new Lander's Chevrolet in Benton, Arkansas, exit 121. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, we've done something wrong.
Uh-oh, it's the police. I got a text here. Josh says, I hate you. I hate that you love Dustin Johnson. I wish you knew what I know about him. He doesn't like him. Okay.
Really?
Guess not.
He can dunk a basketball.
Big deal.
Yeah, a lot of PGA players cannot. Craig Stadler, for instance.
We have to do our zone rewind here real quick, and then we're going to tell you some more about what's happening here at the Antique Brick Outdoors studio, the mobile studio. Oh, my goodness. Everybody wants to weigh in on – well, we're not doing any birthday trivia, so, Big Baby, if you feel like giving those guys something, go for it.
Okay.
Let me see what Bill has for us. Hey, Bill.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Fantastic. Never been better.
Great. A couple of weeks ago, I brought some smoked duck up there to the – station. I don't know if you got any, Justin, or not.
Sure didn't. Well, did you bring it to the morning guys?
I sure did. I brought it at the end of their shift so everybody could get some. But anyways, the slow cooking.
Those vultures.
You want to keep your temperatures normally between 225 to 275 on certain meats and slow cook it for about 6 to 8 hours.
Okay.
He just gave you a cooking tip.
I know. I need that.
I'm
a bad slow cooker.
I
don't know anything about butts or briskets. That's why I need to be at the cooking class tomorrow at 2 o'clock.
Well, you know, and then duck is very hard to cook, too, because a lot of people don't like the taste of it. So it takes me about 4 days to get it prepared right before it goes on the smoker.
Okay. Well, thanks for the tip. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. You guys have a good time down there.
All right. Thank you so much. I mean, it's been awesome. We actually finally got some of this chicken. Big Baby, I wish you were here. The chicken is calling your name. But unfortunately, we're going to have to get into the zone rewind instead. So I can't talk to you anymore about chicken. Big Baby, you'll just have to think about it.
Now it's time to look back. It's the best interview and show moments of the week. It's the Zone Rewind.
It is the Zone Rewind, and what a week it was. My goodness gracious. We had Kareem Abdul-Jabbar on the show this week. We tried to get Will Chamberlain. He was not available. Nobody's perfect. Also had on Louis Anderson. I tell you what, there's a guy you don't want to fight over a piece of chicken with. Don't like your chances. Louis Anderson came on with us. We talked about the new show Splash. He actually tandem dived this week with the aforementioned Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
No way.
And he said, look, I know why I got invited to this show. Big Baby, how does he sound? Give me your Louis Anderson.
Hey, I know why they want me on the show. Because my dad, he was an alcoholic. He turned tragedy into comedy.
Give it to me. So when you hit, I mean, going back, I don't want to spend a whole lot of time on that, but I mean, when you hit and he jumps in and helps you out. I mean, were you stunned for a minute or how were you feeling?
Well, what happened was I got turned around in the pool and I was going towards the bottom.
You're going the wrong way.
I know. Well, I didn't know you had to follow the bubbles. Nobody told me. You think they would tell you that?
When's the last time?
Follow the bubbles, Louie.
Yeah, you'd think so. When's the last time you dove prior to the splash appearance?
Never.
Okay. Ballpark figure.
Did it take a lot of convincing to get you on the show? Because this is dangerous stuff, obviously.
Well, you know, I'm gullible, and you know, people, they said they liked me.
You are likable, that's for sure.
So you know, when you like, I mean, you know, Liz, I knew why I was on the show. I mean, you know, who do you want to watch? A football player or a 400-pound guy?
Mm-hmm.
You want to watch the 400-pound guy?
I'd like to watch both.
Yes, and you get a chance to do that, which is good.
Luckily for us, it was awesome. That was very cool. And again, he tandem-dived with Louis Anderson. So why Louis Anderson did it, we understand. Why did Kareem Abdul-Jabbar go on Splash? We asked him that question when we had him on the show this week.
Well, I thought it would be fun. I've been in
an avid swimmer my whole life. When I was in grade school, I was on my grade school swimming team. And I've always enjoyed swimming, and I thought that diving and swimming were quite similar. They're not. But it was something that I felt like I could try and have some fun at. So it's worked out pretty good, though. I've had a lot of fun, had a close call or two. Just showing everybody that at my age you can live a healthy lifestyle and be in shape is important. So that's basically what it was all about for me.
Darn right it is. We also talked to him about college players today. Pigskin, I think we can all agree, the college game has taken a bit of a hit.
It's not anything like it was when he was there.
No. Stupid one and done in the three-point line. It's ruining the game.
Killed us.
I tell you one thing, kids. It's ruining the game, the three-point line. You boys need to stay in school. Learn something. Help my team play better. Anyway, talk about it.
Well, I think, when you have a situation where the players can't leave until, they've spent a couple of years at a college, it gives them the opportunity to learn the coach's system, develop a discipline, figure out that they have to earn their playing time, which means that they'll develop a work ethic and understand the game, the subtleties of the game, so that when they go to the professional ranks, they're more polished. And in those years while they're in college, they improve their skills and play the game at a higher level. That benefits college basketball. It actually benefits pros. I was an assistant coach with the Lakers, and you got guys that come into the league. They're tremendous athletes. They don't understand the game and have a very difficult time fitting into the professional ranks, where it's not just about them. It's about the team effort. That really affects what goes on out there and makes it impossible for them to just make a quick transition.
The entire Kareem Abdul-Jabbar interview is available on our website, 1037thebuzz.com. Again, he will be in town Thursday, April 25th, helping to benefit the Arkansas School for Math, Sciences, and the Arts. Three things I know very little about. Pigskin, it's at the Clinton Presidential Center, and you can go.
I might go.
It's $150 a ticket.
If I would have had a chance to ask him a question, I would have asked if he remembered playing against, in high school, Jim Carroll. That was a punk rocker.
Not to be confused with the Mortgage Guy.
The People Who Died song, if you remember that song back in the 80s. Jim Carroll had 60 points against him in a game in high school.
Get out.
Yeah. White boy.
He's one of the most successful high school basketball players of all time. We all know about his college prowess.
Power Memorial. He just dominated everything.
They were like 73-2, I think I read. Pretty ridiculous.
Should have gone to Michigan.
We say hello to Mr. Garner, who joins us now at his place. Thank you for having us today.
Good morning.
How are you?
Thank you for being here.
It's been fun.
Yeah.
It's gone quickly. That's the sign of a good show. It goes fast, kind of like
a
good sale.
All of it's gone quickly. Since 6 o'clock this morning, it's just like, hey, it's about over.
When I was here, when I showed up today, there was some chicken. There was a big fire, and there were four knuckleheads. Now, there's only two knuckleheads. There's a different plate of chicken, and the fire burned out. So I know we've been here a while.
We got a ham on, and we got a big old garlic roast on.
A garlic roast.
You take a roast and stuff it full of garlic and put it on there, and let it maybe slow cook for a little while. Oh, man, it'll hurt you.
That sounds fantastic. I'm into all that. Big Baby, I'll tell you what, if we get time to squeeze a couple more of these clips in after the break, we'll do it. But let's go ahead and call it a day right now on our Zone Rewind. We do have a couple clips I do want to play if we have time, though. Christy Dosh from ESPN joined us. She's their business reporter, sports business reporter. Boy, things are going badly in Miami. I don't know if you've heard.
I heard some of that interview. It was very interesting.
She's an interesting lady.
She does a good job.
Very much so. So, again, open till 6 tonight, 8 to 6 tomorrow. You guys get here early.
You bet.
Long day.
Lots and lots of... brand new first line stuff here. Got a few things left over from the fall, and all of that's deeply, deeply discounted. Big sale on the Sapphire Grills. Got them cooking. Got them on display. Taste the stuff coming off of them. They're really fantastic grill.
Was this chicken cooked on charcoal or gas?
Charcoal.
Okay. I brought up gas earlier, and your daughter looked down her nose at me. Maybe that was for something else. I don't know.
Well, we got gas grills. We got natural gas. We got propane. We got everything. You get the flavor with the charcoal, and that's what we got here is charcoal, and we're cooking. All the stuff that we're cooking today is on charcoal.
You got any tricks to make my charcoal hot quick?
Yes, sir.
What do you
do? Got a little thing called a loof lighter, and you stick it in there, plug it in. 3 minutes, you're ready to cook.
Get out.
No chemicals to spray on the fire and watch it flash up when you throw the match in. Electric, you put it down right against the charcoal, turn it on. 3 minutes later, boom, put the meat on. You're ready.
This must be a new invention. I've never heard of that.
It actually has only been out about 2 years probably, and we started handling them as soon as they came
out.
We sell a ton of those things.
How much would one of those run?
Yeah, they're about, I think, 80 bucks, 89.
That's not bad.
90 maybe.
To be cooking in 3 minutes, then you could use charcoal all the time.
No chemicals.
Oh, that's
no chemical.
Yeah, you don't smell that stupid
propane.
Yeah, it smells awful.
Oh, man, you could get something from that, I'm
sure. You could. I have no doubt. Yes.
Your cologne smells a little like that.
I stayed in a hotel in New Mexico that's right across the street from a refinery, and it smelled like that stuff you spray on the charcoal.
Smell like Mayflower,
yeah.
Maybe, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry. Sorry for those folks.
Well, we need to
no
get that.
Doubt.
That's a mess that
yes, it is.
You're still working
yeah,
on.
Yeah, sorry to bring that up.
Well, no, it's we haven't talked about it much. I don't know enough about it. I'm starting to read more about it now, but what a mess up there. Holy
it's
cow.
It's a big mess.
Yeah. Well, anyway, somebody's going to pay for it, and I hope it's the right person. That sometimes doesn't work out that way.
But I would blame the BP people, whether it was their fault or not, because, I mean, you know, they're used to just accepting
haven't
blame.
Haven't they taken enough abuse?
No, yeah. They have not.
Write a check. You know, that's it.
Well, somebody's got to.
Yeah.
Well, if you're going to write a check, I'd much rather do it here because you can take home some really cool stuff. The pigskin, I think, is going to buy
this chair. Has anyone ever bought one of these chairs and then refused to get up from it, from their porch? Because it's going to happen
I'm sure
now.
They have.
Okay.
That happens quite often.
That's a risk of this chair.
Well,